That's what is that running the SAN IQ?
It is.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we introduced that 1 year ago at GTC.
Right. Cool.
So, did you hear the news in November when we launched the first two platforms of Store Virtual Storage, the 4130, 4330?
I missed those, so if you could just walk us through what Store Virtual is.
Did anybody know that left-hand storage was rebranded to Store Virtual?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good start.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so in left-hand P4000 G2, basically have three models, 4300, 4500, and our 4800 blade system. Okay, so we've actually expanded on that with this third generation. We've rebranded it Store Virtual. We've added smaller and bigger platforms. So in November, and announced in November, launched in December, was our SMB platforms. They're 1U platforms based on the DL360. It's a 4-drive 4130, an 8-drive 4330. Those 4130 is SaaS only. The 4330 is SaaS, midline SaaS. And then yesterday, we announced our two mid-range platforms that are replacing the P4500. So the 4530 is still 12 drives, large form factor. We introduced a 3-terabyte drive into that one. And then we introduced the 4730, which is a new 25 drive, small form factor SaaS model. So. Left-hand OS 10 is what we have out now. We announced 10.0 in December. We got 10.5 this month. Lots of new features that came out with that, higher performance, better remote copy performance, lots of Windows integration, management capabilities, new and better online upgrades, all that kind of good stuff.
This is non-disruptive, right?
It is.
If I can operate the left-hand OS, what software does that apply to?
It's left-hand OS.
So I can upgrade the first one?
Yes.
And it won't go down?
Yes. And 10.5, which we announced with these two new models this week, it's actually no reboot is required for that upgrade. Okay. So ask me questions. What do you want to know?
Looking at this versus the 7200
yes.
three-part.
And then there's...
This is only
iSCSI,
right?
It is iSCSI and Fibre Channel. So we introduced Fibre Channel capability back in November with our 4330 platform. So specific models have Fibre Channel capability as well as iSCSI because we continue to use iSCSI as the backbone of the cluster. And then we actually support having both connectivity so you can use it for Fibre Channel and iSCSI at the same time if you need to.
This is available today in the market, or will it be available soon?
4130, 4330 are available. The 45 and 4730 are available starting March 21st, and that's worldwide.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What about VSA? Any VSA questions? Anybody interested in VSA? Software-defined storage? Anything that... Donatelli's been talking about software-defined data center.
Do you want to talk to us about it?
I would love to talk about it if you want to hear about it.
Yes, we do. Talk to us.
Okay.
They might not necessarily be storage bloggers, so they might not know.
Okay.
Well, at least we'll know what.
But it's good to know because they do like to write about different things as well.
Yeah. So the buzzword is software-defined whatever, right? Whatever you want to call it. So we claim the software-defined data center. We have the server part with Moonshot, we got storage part with VSA, and then we have our software-defined networking. And so VSA has been in the market for almost 6 years now. It is the most mature platform. It's virtual storage. We'll fit it into software-defined storage if that's what people want to talk about, but that's what it is. We created the market when we launched it 6 years ago, and basically it is software to turn any disks into fully functioning storage. It is made specifically for virtualized environments, so VMware or Hyper-V, and in the future we will be introducing new hypervisors.
Does it run on ISA or any of the specialized platforms?
Any server, doesn't matter who makes it, that is qualified by VMware or Hyper-V. So you can build it out of anything. You can do internal disks, you can do JBOD, you can repurpose a Dell, you know, whatever.
Basically, this spell goes backwards into the salsa defined.
Yes, absolutely,
PSA,
absolutely.
Right. And then this whole buzzword comes out like, oh, you know what? Someone,
exactly.
Someone had a light bulb turn on and say, software defined. So
yes.
We invented it, but
so you heard Donatelli say this morning, 150,000 licenses are out with customers. So.
Yeah, we use a lot.
Thanks. Now I know what you're talking about.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thank you for your time.